Topic 2. Take a daily GM break. Take a stress reduction break throughout your day. How long does a GM break have to be?
So what we're really suggesting is to take a break. It doesn't have to be more than 10 or 20 minutes, but just to get out in the afternoons, usually once you've accumulated a lot of stress during the day, maybe around 2:30, 3 o'clock, usually typically that time between 2:30 and 4 o'clock, our blood sugar gets lower. We get tired, cranky, irritable. So it's a good time to take a break, get out in the sun, do some visualization, have a snack that's full of GM-friendly foods, and just take a moment to yourself. It's a really great way to center yourself so that by the time you get home, you're not going to feel as stressed out, and you're going to be more centered and calm. When it's dinner time, you're going to make good food choices, and the rest of your day is going to run smoother.
What if I don't have time?
Even if you don't have time, I mean, somewhere in the afternoon, you can fit in just a five-minute visualization. You know, we have five-minute and seven-minute visualizations. You can just sit in your car in a bank parking lot and just listen to a visualization for just 5 minutes. Everybody can go out and run an errand in the afternoon. If you just go out for 5 minutes and put on a visualization, don't listen to it while you're driving, obviously, but go out, park your car, listen to a visualization. Just those 5 minutes will give you tremendous, tremendous benefit.
Do I have to take a break every day?
It's definitely a tremendous benefit. If you can just take 5 or 10 minutes, it's just such a great bang for your buck. So I recommend it strongly.
Can I sleep during the break?
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, they call them power naps, and especially in Europe, a lot of times bankers go home, take a nap after lunch. Definitely, if you can take a nap in the afternoon, it's a beautiful thing.